Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I'm here today to discuss with you a potential solution that will actually have a material effect on the biggest socioeconomic challenge that we face today, globally, which is global warming and the main cause of global warming, which is carbon emissions. Now, the project we're working on is actually being supported by a number of partners, some of whom are actually here today to see my presentation. Now, the reason that we're working on this is very, very simple, actually. The European Commission have stated that we require 80% carbon reduction of 1990 levels community-wide by 2050. Now, this is an ambitious target, and indeed businesses internationally are already taking major steps to measure their enterprise-wide carbon footprint and to actually report those through, you know, the Carbon Disclosure Project and other initiatives like that. Now, however, we'd have to say that businesses alone cannot and should not shoulder this burden by themselves, and we need to engage with the consumer and influence their purchasing behavior towards low carbon intensive products. Now, why would we actually do that? Well, we have to consider such figures as 45% of annual global emissions are actually coming from the products that you and I buy in the store every day. So there must be opportunities to reduce this figure, but it is only possible to do that by providing the consumer with clear, credible, and understandable information that they can use when they're buying these products. Now, currently in the marketplace, there are a plethora of competing green labelling initiatives, many of which are not actually backed up by firm data, and in the end, are actually confusing the consumer. So in a recent survey in the UK, there's a staggering figure, actually, of 78% of consumers polled in the UK said that they had doubts about the green product claims being made by manufacturers. So clearly, simply putting a label on a product and saying it's green is not sufficient, and we need a more transparent system that can be trusted and verified and that is actually being used across the board. Now, major retailers and manufacturers must find a way to reach consumers and give them the information they need about their products' environmental credentials. So obviously, effective green communications are key to bridging the gap between the consumer and the manufacturer. So what do we actually do about this, and how can we actually come to a solution? Well, firstly, we have to track a carbon's emissions through the supply chain, actually to product level. And when you actually have that information, you need to find a way to display the information to the consumer in a credible and a comparable format. Now, we actually start using technology that we spoke about here today already, which is firstly RFID, radio frequency identification. Now, RFID has been used extensively through the supply chain already to track a product's location as it moves from the factory to the shop floor. Now, this is actually done using a unique serial number on the RFID tag, which is called a GLN, a global location number. So location-based data is already being gathered increasingly at the product level, which is very useful in terms of supply chain visibility. Now, our premise is that we can ascribe another unique serial number to the RFID tag, which for this purpose we'll call an environmental update number, which will allow us not only to update the location of the product, but also to update its environmental metrics, such as, you know, transport, refrigeration, that are associated with its distribution. So you can see the gentleman here at the moment, what's he actually doing? He's scanning the products, and he's basically updating a central database saying, this is where the product is now within the supply chain. So what we're saying that in the future, it should not just be actually scanning its location, but it should also be updating its environmental metrics and its actual carbon footprint as it goes through each pressure point, you could call it, in the supply chain itself, until it actually gets into the retailer store. Now, this is all very good that we've got this information. We're holding it in a central database. You'll see here from this illustration that we're not actually using any technology that we don't already have. So we're not reinventing the wheel here. All we're saying is apply the methodologies, the technologies we actually use today, and apply them just directly to this problem for carbon emissions. So you're updating the retailer store database, the product database, all the information is actually being held in there. So at this stage, we then need to find a way of presenting that information in an understandable format to the consumer himself when he's actually in the store. So we would use the, we're using a new technology then, which is not new, but it's our RFID base, which is our NFC, near field communications. As it stands today, if I'm actually in a warehouse with a normal RFID tag, I've got a reader, I can read the tag from maybe 10 meters away, makes no difference. But with my mobile phone, an NFC mobile phone, with near field communications, I have to get in with it typically within 10 centimeters of the product itself and the label to read it. So when you actually go into the store as a consumer, you should be able to use your mobile phone, or equally you could use a reader that is given to you by the retailer. You should be able to pick up your product, actually scan it, get its CO2 data, given to you in a text message and said, well, I'll give you an example. For example, you know, a consumer scans two products that are exactly the same, but from different manufacturers. So the price point is similar, but one has a carbon footprint of 150 grams of CO2, another has a carbon footprint of 200 grams of CO2. Now, without using this solution, I have no idea what the carbon footprint of the products are. But using this solution, I now know which is the lowest, which product has the lowest carbon footprint, and I can then choose actually to buy that one. Whereas before, I did not actually have the choice to do that. So this solution would actually empower the consumer to make sustainable purchasing decisions. And under this example, for example, the difference between 200 grams and 150 grams of CO2, I picked the one for 150. I've actually materially reduced my carbon footprint associated with that single purchase by 25%. So if you start using this methodology right across the board with most products in the store, there are obviously major opportunities to reduce carbon emissions on a global scale. So that's what we're calling the footprinter, and I'd just like to finish by saying that it is people drive change, but it is technology that is the enabler. And that's my presentation today, and maybe we'll take some questions afterwards. Yeah. Thanks.